Charlie Tuna, I won't live in a world without love. For that matter, neither will Masterson Johnson.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I lose. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. She does, I know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Tuna in a world without love. We're going to be getting Stan Friedman on the telephone here in the next couple of days about the, remember the Dr. Robert Carr who talked about the Christ spaceship and all the little green men supposedly somewhere on the rocks being preserved for posterity? Well, the UFO symposium was over this past week in Tampa, Florida. It was billed as the world's largest gathering on UFOs. We'll find out some of Stan Friedman's conclusions out of that thing. But the participants emerged with these main conclusions, three of them. One, persons with psychic powers are said to have a better chance than other people at seeing UFOs. Visitors from outer space resemble humans, but maybe less than 4 feet high, covered with hair, and green-colored. And does anybody resemble that? And there is no language problem between humans and aliens, as the aliens can read our thoughts. One of the guys, a professor who teaches at the University of Mississippi, told the crowd there are three discernible types of space people. The most common type, he says, are similar to humans, but are only 4 feet tall, come in a variety of colors, and have triangle-shaped heads. Others are so similar to humans they can and do pass as earthlings. And the third type, he said, are small, hairy creatures. I think I've seen all three in a bar one time.
And now, Mission Responsible.
Good morning, Mr. Phillips. Since you have joined our military organization, you have infiltrated the notorious KP and cleaned up the mess. You have impersonated a rookie and policed the area. You have deciphered a letter from home and broken the zip code. You've had a job to do, and you've done it well. You are therefore entitled to take leave. We suggest you do so. If you decide not to, you can accumulate up to 90 days. But any leave over 60 days will self-destruct after 1 July.
Will Jim take his leave? Will he be encouraged to take time off when the workload doesn't demand his presence? You had better believe it. You earn 30 days leave a year. Spend it wisely.
Now, on this station, some conversation about the situation of inflation in the nation. Mr. President, inflation has gotten out of hand. Who do you believe is really responsible for causing this situation?
Baby Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers.
Mr. President, what can we as Americans do to stop inflation?
Whatever gets you through the night.
And what will you be doing during this difficult crisis?
I'm going to boogie tonight.
With me now is Nelson Stonyfeller. Sir, what advice do you have about spending money during these hard times?
Go on and do it. Do it. Do things that is fine.
Among the famous people here is heavyweight champ Muhammad Ali. Muhammad, what will it take to knock out inflation? There's Governor Wallace of Alabama. Governor, would you repeat what you just said to Muhammad Ali?
You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
In a move against inflation, the president has just refused a collect phone call from Henry Kissinger. Mr. President, why didn't you pay for the call?
Oh, I never did give nothing to the tin man.
There's the doorbell. Why, it's Henry Kissinger. How did you get here so fast?
I straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and all across Carolina.
Mr. Kissinger, what are people in the rest of the world saying about inflation? I believe the president has a final bit of advice for the American people.
You got to stop.
We've all got to try to solve this problem because inflation in the nation is running away faster and faster, and if we don't stop it soon, it's going to go higher and higher and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster.
Charlie Tennant, Inflation in the Nation, and guess who is on the telephone here?
Charlie? Dickie Goodman, how are you?
How are you?
You figure I'm going to sneak out.
You crazy twerp. Have you ever thought anything about the Los Angeles song yet?
Yeah, you know, I started to put some things together. I'm going to do it the same way with the parts of things and the things that fit the town. I'm using oldies and everything. And
yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, you can't just keep it current. So, you know, I can always remember your line. Did you always get to be first by default on my record? I always think of that line, you know. I can feel it. That's funny to record.
How are you?
How you doing, Charles?
Really good.
That's good.
Just superb.
That's
good. Would be expected of a gentleman of my stature.
That's all. That's what that's it.
That's right. No, it's the inflation. I'm getting some calls for now.
So. Oh, you are getting calls?
Yeah, we're getting calls.
Great.
They said, take it off.
Charlie Tuna and that dynamic duo out of Downey, California, the Carpenters, Karen and Richard, and Sing. And in just a second, most birds are supposed to sing, right? Especially like starlings, but we've got one that talks down in Zebulon, North Carolina. There's a little old lady, and we'll find out how her bird is.
Sing, sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong, sing. Not bad. Sing of happy, not sad. Sing a song. Make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing a song. La 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 la. Sing a song. Let the world sing along. Sing a song.
Just sing a song.
Just sing a song.
Carpenters, and one of the hits from Sesame Street that Cookie Monster didn't record. That's Sing. That's from the album of Sesame Street Kids. Art Linkletter says the darndest things. Speaking of kids, here's Harry Chapin, a story about a young boy and an old daddy. Listen, cats in the bag. Harry.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's your nice talking to you, Dad. It's been your nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
Charlie Tuna and the Cats in the Cradle, waiting for the Starling down in Zebulon, North Carolina right now. Mary Jean Jones is this lady's name. We're going to call her in just a second. She is trying to change the bad image of the Starling. She has one named Joy, I guess is what they call the bird down there. And she got him for a Mother's Day present, and he says about 30 or 40 words, including phrases such as, hi, precious, what time is it, and wowie, baby. This is a little lady this bird's living with. And it can sneeze and sing, and sings, it whistles. Apparently raindrops keep falling on my head and take me out to the ball game. So, for those of you who want to find out everything you've wanted to know about birds, but maybe didn't feel like asking, that's coming up. Here's some news about a subject most everyone likes to anticipate. Vacations. Active duty service personnel are now encouraged to take all their earned leave time. This means you can now expect to take those longer leaves of two or more weeks in one clip. So plan now to take advantage of all the vacation time coming to you. It's your chance to relax and change the scene. After all, you've earned it. All right, see if we get Mary Jean Jones here.
Hello. Yes, good morning. Is this Mary Jean Jones? Mary Jean Jones, this is Charlie Tuna. I'm a disc jockey on the air in Los Angeles, California right now. And you've made the news out here about your talking starling.
Yes.
Well, what's his name again?
Joey.
Uh-huh. He has about 30 or 40 words in his vocabulary.
That's right.
And he can also do a couple of whistles, the songs. And
yes.
Is he there? Could we hear a few of his words?
Well, let's see.
Okay. Want to find out how your bird is, Mary Jean.
Okay, just a minute. Let me see.
Okay.
I'll have to sort of coax him because...
Oh, he just, it's kind of hard. It's spontaneous,
yeah.
Right?
Sometimes I have to get music started to get him.
He can crow like a rooster, too.
Yep, mm-hmm.
And sneeze.
He's a whistle. Yeah, he's a very interesting little bird. He can even do flips. I didn't have that in the write-up.
He can what?
Do flips in his speech.
Oh, he can.
Yeah, he gets to a certain place and then flips over.
How long have you had this bird, Mary?
4.5 years.
Is that right?
I had him beginning to talk at 4 months. I just started right off with him, just saying one thing at a time, saying it over and over.
That's a little unusual for a starling to be able to do all these things, isn't it?
Well, I think so. Now, in the encyclopedia, they say they mimic, starlings mimic sounds, but I don't guess, you know, too many people have tried to teach them to talk.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess they're a close relation to the minor bird, which
yes, they are.
Does a lot.
And the crow also.
Right. Okay.
Would you like for me to...
Yeah, try and get Joey to do a few things.
Okay.
For the people. One word is worth 1,000 descriptions.
Okay.
Hello?
I still haven't gotten him to talk. I tell you, I had the drapes drawn in there a while ago, and it's been sort of cloudy here, and I think he's been asleep.
Oh, he's been kind of snoozy.
No. So usually, I've gotten up before now, and he's, jabbering.
Yeah.
But, now, I did tape him the other day.
Okay, well, if you got a tape, that's...
Someone else, I tried to play it over the telephone for them, and it didn't come out too clearly. I mean, it's clear when you hear it.
Right.
But,
well, if you can just turn it up, if you can get the tape and just turn it up as loud as...
Okay, try that then.
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Mary Jean? Well, this must be the tape. Was that the starling talking? Mary Jane. Oh, now, apparently he also will whistle to accompany some music. So now we're listening to some music, I think, and see if we can hear the bird whistling. Aren't you glad you turned on your radio to hear this? Apparently Mary Jane isn't dressed yet. There he goes. Did everybody hear that?
Yes, I
caught a little bit of that. That was a tape recording of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. Joy, the singing, talking, bouncing, flipping starling, right?
That's
are you,
right.
Are you going to get him on any TV shows, or what's left for Joy at this point?
I don't believe he'd say a word if he got out, went into a strange place.
Oh, little tense, right?
Yeah.
He feels at home.
He has to be sort of in his own surroundings. I know if we take him somewhere, he will not talk for a while until he gets used to the place.
Yeah, I was going to suggest too, Mary Jane, if you do take him somewhere, I would get a different song than Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, particularly with starlings. You might be tempted.
Yeah.
I know you want to leave me. I refuse to let you go. If I
I'm Cancer for another Charlie Tuna Show. Thank you very much for listening. We talked about leaving liberty on today's show. The rest is up to you. Like the man says, you earned your 30 days. Take it and enjoy it. Hello today to all our friends at Yap Island. See you back here tomorrow. Till then, stay tuned. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.